clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, America. Happy Monday, everybody. Let's check out some temperatures. They're varying quite a bit right now. Granville, you're the warmest in the state at 91, 83 at Hollis, 81 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. 83 at Woodward, 79 at Beaver, 81 at the May Ranch out here in the panhandle of Texas. We got 81 at Lipscomb. Dude, that's funny. I said that name today, and that's advertising, Brandy. That's advertising. 83 at Miami, 84 at Dozer, 85 at Goodlett, and Odell is 90 degrees. Well, in the studio with me today, we got a big rodeo coming up this weekend in Sayre, America. And let me get my email. Hang on. Everybody be quiet. All right, we got it. Let's see here. Let me make that screen bigger. There, I got her now. The Sayre Championship Rodeo is coming to the Sayre City Park, coming up this Friday and Saturday, September 19th and 20th at 7 o'clock. I got Mr. Clay Taylor, Brandy Hibbler here in the studio, and Brent Hargrove with Lipscomb Auto Dealers in our area here. Well, you over all of them?
Yeah, we're selling.
Even the one in Texas?
Yeah, we're kind of all connected together.
Okay, why didn't you do the advertising and you sell cars too?
Yeah.
So you're a salesman like me.
Well, I do what I can.
Okay, all right. Well, welcome Clay, Brandy, and Brent. Man, and Lipscomb's the title sponsor for the rodeo this weekend, which is awesome. Food trucks, kid corrals, rodeo market. What's a rodeo market?
So we have a lot of different vendors. We have from people that make their own things. We have people that, like knickknacks, whatever. They sell boutique clothing, coffee cups, just kind of like a craft show, per se.
Okay, and, cool. That'd be good. So you know anybody coming that's got some really cool stuff?
I do. So I believe we have 17 on the list right now.
Oh, awesome.
17 vendors. And so I know Buck and Clark's from right there in Sayre. She's bringing her trailer out. We have some, we have three or four leather workers that come out, and they'll actually try to, if you order something, they'll try to get it done. I mean, within time for sure. If they can that day or the next, you know, they'll be there 2 days. There is, for the kiddos, you know, there's all of the glow in the dark, flashy hats. That guy's coming with all of the stuff for the kiddos. there's, people that make, knickknacks. There's just a variety of everything.
Okay, well, and that'll be both nights?
Yes, sir.
Okay, anything special starting early Saturday?
Yeah, so the vendor fair will start early, like at 2 o'clock on Saturday. Both food trucks and the vendor fair will be accessible to anybody from that, not even, if they're not going to the rodeo, they're still accessible to go shop and to grab off the food trucks. We want them to come and enjoy the rodeo as well, but the way we're going to set it up this year, that people from town can
when you cough, you can push that.
Oh, gotcha.
Your allergies are acting up like mine, aren't they? Yeah, so
they can come from town and they can order off the, you know, go up to the food truck or whatever. But like I said, we for sure want everybody to enjoy the rodeo. It's going to be, you know, we're growing. It's going to be a good deal. It's we're getting stretching out there. So we've got a couple different food trucks both nights. Knotlingers will be there both nights. Snow cone people will be there both nights. We have a new Facebook page. It's Sayre Championship Rodeo. We keep everything updated on that. We just started that this year. So if everybody will go want to follow that page, we're keeping up with updates and stuff on there.
Awesome. And the Sayre Championship Rodeo, Brandy's the president of the Sayre Chamber of Commerce. And I think the Sayre Chamber of Commerce in the last 3 or 4 years, and especially under your leadership, has really just went nuts. I think it's great. The Sayer needs that.
Yes, thank you, thank you. Yeah. So, you know, I had moved away for a while. I came home, and it just didn't feel like home again. It was just kind of so, you know, I never dreamed I'd be Chamber of Commerce president, and so, but I am, and I'm enjoying it, and, you know, we just want our town to thrive and succeed and, you know, bring back the things that we grew up doing that, you know, that made us all pretty much around Sayer who we are today.
And I think you guys doing the rodeo deal, you know, we got the Dust Bowl festivities and all that going on and other things going on with the chamber. But, you know, that's a pretty good little arena there at Sayer for rodeos. You know, for small town rodeos, I think it's great. Cheyenne just had their weekend four last, and it was very successful. And I think the mood's getting the rodeo mood's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong or right?
I agree.
What do you think it is, Clay?
I don't know for sure. I think, you know, we actually met yesterday with the city manager, and we've got huge plans to go in there and upgrade this arena. Even, I mean, it's outdated. It needs to be something else needs to be done, you know. But we're in the works with getting a grant done to do some upgrades to this arena. It's going to be crazy. So it's new bucking chutes, new back pins, the whole deal, you know. So we're excited about that.
Well, Clay, while we're here with you, let's talk about the Clay has rafter. Oh, see my hard hearing. If I say it slowly, it comes out right. But if not, crap happens. Rafter Seed Cattle Company, and you got the you have the rodeo stock coming in. Mm-hmm. And I noticed this. There's $10,500 also in added money. That's mm-hmm. good. That's awesome. Is that you're doing? All of you doing?
All of us,
cool.
Yeah.
So we got bareback riding going on, team roping, breakaway, saddle bronc, tie down, barrel racing, and bull riding. No steer wrestling will be going on. They tried to get me to come out there, but man, I'm too old. It takes too long to recover anymore.
I tell you what, we got, it's not on the flyer there, but we have wild cow milking. We have two or three teams per night. That's something that.
Anybody I know?
No, I don't think you know him. As of right now, but I got one more guy that wanted to enter that you do know. Try to get him nailed down. But we're actually, they will be rodeo bred cows. So this is not going to be your.
It's not going to be Holstein's.
You know, black Angus cows. So it'll be pretty interesting. So
that'll be awesome. With the well, I'm just going to tell you right now, breakaways become my favorite. I don't know why. I just, those girls on those horses.
They mean it.
I mean, all they got to do is rope, and the rope breaks and stuff. But I seen some what's a three and a half seconds?
Oh, they get
them in one night.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, just kaboom. It's just like,
yeah, we're loading the breakaway, too. I think there's probably 14, 15 a night. I was going to take 10, but we were lighting a couple others, so I thought, well, why not? Everybody's kind of liking the breakaway right now. And it's kinda
well, working. I think Friday night I'm going to be there with the T-shirt gun.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so we don't know what's going to happen in that deal. I don't know what we're going to do. While they're wild cow milking, maybe I can shoot T-shirts at them.
There you go.
And then have some little rugrats run out there while they're trying to milk
cows.
Well,
you just need to stay out of the arena if that's going on.
this would be good. But, no, I'm excited. And Mr. Hargrove, what do you think? You guys are thank you for being part of this.
Well,
this is great. We need this.
A lot of opportunity for us and them to grow together and do this in the years to come.
Right.
We've got big hopes for what it can be and what it's going to be already this year. Clay and Brandy done an amazing job with it. And there's no doubt we'll have good stock there. You know, it'll be good watching both nights for sure.
Well, since you're here, everybody, the Fowler Agency text line is wide open. And I'm going to take number 6. You wrote down caller. I don't do calls.
Oh, text.
This is, yeah, text. Because, you know, I was in Oldfield at one time, and I got friends in low places, so we don't do live calls. So I'm going to give 2 tickets away to the Sayer Championship Rodeo, and these tickets are good for either night, right?
Yes, yeah, sir.
Okay. These tickets will be good for either night to the 6th caller that can tell me which.
Texter.
What? Or not caller.
See?
6th texter that can tell me which Lipscomb dealership is in Sayre. Well, that's tricky. Now I'm talking brand. I'm not talking, oh, it's a Lipscomb dealership. We know that. But no, what brand of vehicle do they do at Sayre? And number 6 on the hot text line here, the Fowler Agency text line here. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to take a break and we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little more about the rodeo because there's a dance going on and need some other information here. So we'll be right back. Today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. So let's take an OCA break and we'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in, we'll build it. Oilfield customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oilfield or agriculture. You needed a hose like yesterday. We will stop what we're doing, and if we got to go to our Oklahoma City shop and get it, we'll do that. And I've done that for a lot of my customers. The business I've done with Oilfield, they got to see your face. Whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever the customer prefers, that's what we're going to do. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings. In the Oilfield, sometimes you get a call for a crazy, hey, can you get this? And you go find it for them. American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's.
Or call 303-1123.
Solves that problem.
You got to get your oil changed, but taking time out of your day can be a hassle. We've got your answer. We'll come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. You keep living your life, and we'll take care of the legwork. Any make or model, no matter where you bought it, just give us a call and make an appointment. We'll come get it, do the work, and bring it back to you. Make your life a little bit easier with a no-hassle oil change, where that is the Barber Dyson difference. Only at BarberDysonFord.net.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work, but yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
There's some great cattle to be had at Sweetwater. The third annual McIntyre Red Angus Fall event is Monday, October 6th at 1 p.m., featuring 51 registered age advantage bulls. Also selling 85 top shelf commercial Red Angus AI bred heifers due in January and February, plus 14 registered open heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to McIntyreRedAngus.com. A lot of great cattle is for sale the first Monday in October. The third annual McIntyre Red Angus Fall event, Monday, October 6th, 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here is your ag weather update for the Panhandle of Texas. I'm going to the big town of Lipscomb. 82 degrees. Heat index is 85, humidity 62, dew point 68. The winds are out of the southwest at a whopping 2 mph. Peak wind gust today 24, 88 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far in the month of September. 8-inch soil temperature, 72 degrees. All right, let's go ahead and take a look at the Central Crop Care LLC out of Hobart Ag Grain Market Update. Speaking of Central Crop Care, guys, I've got reports coming in to me via text message on my phone, and I've seen it on social media. the army worms are here. And I honestly, I was going to brag on him Wednesday, but I'll brag on him today. So Kent Watkins down there at SEI Agritech said that them worms, if you got them, they'll show up around the full moon. Guess what? They did. They were here during the full moon. So they're everywhere. They're terrible. So get with Central Crop Care out of Hobart. Their number and everything is in the Penny News on the Today in Ag page. Check them out and give Keith a call. All right, let's see here. December corn, 424, down 5 3/4. March is 441, down 5 1/2. Soybeans for November, 1044, down 1 3/4. Soybean meal, October, 285.10, down 2 1/2, or 250, not 2 1/2. And soybean oil, October, up 0.14 cents to 51.81 cents. And hard red winter wheat, December, 516, up 1 1/2. March, 537, down 2 1/4. Well, you guys, it was scared what happened to the board last week on cattle. Well, you can take a deep breath now. Everything's good. Wait till you hear this. Live cattle, October, 234.37, up 440. December's 236.15, up 422. Feeders for October, 354.40, up 860. November's 350.40, up 715. And January, 343.95, up 677. Lean hogs are even up. October's 97.85, up 72. All right, in the studio with me right now, promoting the Sayre Championship Rodeo this coming Friday and Saturday in Sayre America at the Sayre City Park. Clay Taylor is in here with me from the Rafter Sea Cattle Company. Brandy Hipler is in here with the Sayre Chamber of Commerce. She's the president. And Brent Hargrove with the Lipscomb Auto Dealers is in here. They're the title sponsor this weekend. And I can tell I haven't taken my allergy pills because my mouth is watering. I'm spitting on everything. So whoever uses this mic tomorrow is in trouble. So that's all I got to say. All right, let's check it out. Let's go to this stock. So we got bareback, team roping, breakaway, saddle bronc, tie down, barrel racing, bull riding. Clay, tell us about your stock you got coming in this Friday and Saturday.
A good friend of mine from Goldthwait, Texas, by the name of Chase Love. He's with Wildside Pro Rodeo. He's actually a PRCA stock contractor. He's got a great set of horses. I don't have the horsepower myself, so I brought him in. And also another friend of mine from Claude, Texas, Mike Johnson, with New West Pro Rodeo. So horses are going to be really good. We're a little bit low on bronc riders and bareback riders, but I'm not too worried about it. I think we'll have plenty of them by the time go time, you know. The bulls will be good enough, I hope. They're mine. And
Well, speaking of the bulls, let's talk about a couple of your bulls.
Yeah, Red Lipstick and Half Cocked, both of those bulls that we own and we took to the NFR the last 2 years, 2023, 2024.
That's a big deal for a stock contractor, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is a huge deal.
It's a huge deal.
So we'll have them there on exhibit, I guess, for lack of better words. I don't know. But anyway, they'll be over there for the crowd to come. You bring your kids over there, take pictures with them, see them up close. They won't be back behind the chutes. They'll be over there kind of by the grandstands where them kids can get up close to them and see them. And
over there on the south side, I guess, on the south side of the grandstand?
Southeast.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's awesome because I remember seeing Red Lipstick. I honestly haven't seen Half Cocked. Did I say that right? Brandy?
Yes, you did.
See, so Red Lipstick was in the NFR in 23, right?
Both, yeah. Yeah. 23 and 24. Both in
24. Yes, sir. All right, cool.
Yep.
And would they do good?
They did do good, yeah. Actually, Sage Kimsey, I think, won second or third in a round on Red Lipstick 2 years ago, 23, I believe. And then Half Cocked bucked the world champion off Josh Frost last year.
Right.
So that was kind of a highlight for us, you know.
So... On the bulls, you want the rider to ride, right?
Of course. Yeah, as long as the bulls perform good, I'm good with them standing.
Right.
I'm a huge fan of bull riding. So if my bulls perform good, I want to see big scores. That's the name of the game. I'm right in the middle of it as we speak, trying to orchestrate a bull team event in conjunction with this rodeo this weekend, which will bring in three or four more stock contractors that will bring a pair of bulls for an entry fee of $3,000. And so the stock contractors will be competing for a $10,000 payout also.
Oh, cool.
Bull riding. So what happens there is the judges will judge the bull, and they will – and that's kind of the name of the game. You want You want to pick a rider that fits that bull and, you know, for your score. So that's going to be really neat. If I can get this thing pulled off, we're going to see, you know, 12 to 15 bull riders each night, which, and I think that's what's been killing amateur rodeo itself is most little kids and people that come to a rodeo, they're all the events are good, but let's face it, they want to see some bull riding.
Yep.
So, and you go the last 10 years, you know, probably not that long, but 5 to 7 years, you go to an amateur rodeo and you might see one or two a night. If that, yep. The entries are struggling. So, we're already in talks to up the added money next year to 20 grand. And, so it's going to do nothing but get bigger and better. So, and I wouldn't by any means say we're piecing this together. We've been working on this for the last 6-8 months, getting right. this lined out. And so we're excited about it, but it's going to get a lot better. So,
all right. Well, the bull riding, I mean, yeah, it's kind of the way it's, I mean, it's so popular, the bull riding broke off and started its own little rodeo, you know.
No one wants to see anybody get hurt, but they sure want to see a wreck, so. You don't see many wrecks at team roping.
Mr. Hargrove, are you riding this weekend?
Well, I had to draw out due to some medical issues, you know.
Was your pinky hurt? Your pinky hurt?
Yeah. Well, I took a pretty brutal injury. I'd love to be out there.
Yeah, I'm like I said, I'm glad, you know, Butler's had their rodeo, Elk City's had their rodeo, Cheyenne's had their rodeo, now it's Sayre, and from the attendance that I've seen at the other rodeos, it seems like she's coming back.
At Butler, Clay had the bulls up there, and that was the best bull riding, amateur, pro rodeo, either one. Yep. You see, they hung some 90-point rides up there, a couple of 88. Like, it was as good a bull riding as I've seen.
That's the thing.
Anywhere.
You want to kind of, you know, the amateur rodeo, you don't get the best guys in the world, obviously, because it's amateur. But there's no reason it can't be semi-professional. We try to bring the bulls that will fit the caliber of guys that we got there.
Right.
We're not trying to, you know, come and have a murder fest there. You know, it's not – it's dangerous enough as it is, but, you know, we're going to kind of, you know, dumb it down just a little bit bull power wise. I mean, we've got both sides of that if we need to, but it's going to be good enough. It's going to be good. We want to see some really good rides.
The way I look at it, you never know if you don't go to one of these amateur rodeos like the Sahara and all these other rodeos around here. If you don't go and watch them, you might be missing the next world champion bull rider or 100%. Bareback or something. You never, because there's a lot of good cowboys in Western Oklahoma and Eastern Texas Panhandle.
And that's one more thing. Before we get off of here, Trey Kimsey, I've got him nailed down to come sign autographs from 6:30 to 7 both nights.
Okay.
Trey Kimsey is a 4-time NFR qualifier.
Oh yeah, I've had Trey on the.
So get lined up at the gate and get his autograph. He won't be there long. He's going to do it for me, but he ain't going to be there long. He'll be there 30 minutes each night. So right inside the gate right
now. That's at 6:30?
Yep.
And he'll be right there by the gates, I guess?
Yep, right inside the gate right there where he'll be the first person you see probably.
Oh, cool. Awesome. I'm glad you told me that. Yep. I'll get there early and have him sign one of my T-shirts. You got T-shirts for me?
I do.
You do? Cool.
Yes.
I guess I'm only known for talking on the radio and shooting T-shirts at people. I seen a guy at Shamrock this weekend. He said, you know, I was sitting out there in the crowd at the Wild Plum Fest, and you hit me in the head with one of those T-shirts. Because it was dark. I couldn't see nobody. And I turned the PSI up a little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe. Yeah, that'd be fun. I can go out there and do that. You got a bull tame enough I can ride out through there and shoot T-shirts?
I sure don't. I got a Holstein cow. But
Okay. Brandy.
Yes.
Let's talk about the dance.
Okay. So Saturday night we're going to have Slim Pickens is going to be there. KCO is our sponsor for the dance this year. And so Slim Pickens will be there. They'll start playing about 9:30-ish. Tickets are $10 a ticket or a couple for $15.
It's at the arena?
At the pavilion.
Oh,
at the pavilion. There in the park, yes, sir.
Yep.
It's going to be a good time. We want, you know, then that's another part of amateur rodeo for say that's kind of went to the wayside. I mean, if you know, we used to be, you stay and have the rodeo dance, have the street dance, you know.
Always.
No more. And so, I mean, that's, you know, we want to bring that back, and we want to just grow that part of our rodeo as we grow as well. Slim Pickens will be there, like I said, at 9:30-ish. I think they'll play till 11 something, but may play till midnight, may play as long as you want to.
9:30 to midnight is what it's saying.
Okay, there you go, midnight, yeah.
Yeah, and that'll be at the pavilion.
We are giving tickets away on the Sahara Championship Facebook page. If you follow the page, like the comment on that actual post, tag three friends. So we're doing that this week, a lot of that. So
yeah, especially this afternoon. If you're listening to the show today, you need to follow their page this afternoon if you want to try to win some tickets.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm sorry. By the way, maybe you guys remember my rule, but on this, I'm going to say the question one more time. If you want to play, do not send your name in. But if you want to win the tickets, send your name in, because a lot of my text messages didn't have a name in it. So I'm giving away two tickets to the sixth person that texts in their answer that can tell me which Lipscomb dealership is in Sayre. Two tickets to the row. And these tickets are either good for Friday and Saturday night. And I will be there right next to Ted, Mr. Kimsey, signing autographs also Friday night. 30 minutes only. I'll sign a t-shirt. I'm going to blow on the crowd. This will be good. So this is good. So what do you think? What are we, you guys were the title sponsor at the Butler Rodeo, correct?
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
we man, we appreciate that.
Yeah, Rodeo. We had a blast.
Cowboying is a way of life. Farming and cattle is a way of life in western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle. And I think the rodeos need to make a good comeback. And that's good to hear that the city of Sayre and some other people are going to step up and improve the rodeo arena. And it's not terrible right now. I know it's behind times, but it's still fun.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're looking forward to doing it in the future, too. We've kind of worked out an agreement with them and Butler and some of the others that we can get plugged in around here where we want to be present in the communities around here. You know, for the foreseeable future.
Well, I got a bill in the mail the other day from Lipscomb. My wife just got a new truck, by the way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet.
And hats off to Brandy, too, by the way. She's got a program. It's 50 pages, tons and tons of sponsors. She's been hustling her rear off. It's unbelievable, actually.
She is a hustler.
How much money they've got gathered up to put this on. So she's the... She is the legs behind this whole deal for sure. She's
you're
done,
good, Clay.
She's
I've never seen anybody blush her.
I'm serious. I
look on Facebook, everybody. She blushes.
I talk to her a couple times a day, and she just tells me, she fills me in on all the stuff that she's gotten done, and you know, in the queen contest, I guess, or whatever you call that.
Yeah, the rodeo royalty. So I started that last year, and it wasn't very big last year, but this year I got 8 girls, and so I just want to grow that again. You know, that's go back to, you know, my childhood, for say, that was a big thing. You know, you get to run in your local rodeo, you go out and you sell your tickets, you do your horsemanship, you know, and it was a part of local amateur rodeos. And then we got some punchy little girls now. I mean, I'm talking about all over southwestern Oklahoma, state of Texas, whatever. And, you know, I'm not saying that they're like, I mean, they can rope, they can ride, and then they can also win this rodeo royalty.
And I had the three in from Cheyenne. I was talking to them there a couple weeks ago. At one,
I'm telling you,
her poor parents.
I know, yeah. So I mean, these kids are they're hard at it. I mean, their dream is to go to college. Their dream is, you know, I mean, some of the girls that I have this year and I want to continue this rodeo royalty. I mean, I 100% could tell you that they could run for Miss Rodeo Oklahoma in the future. I mean, you know, that's our goal is to keep growing that. But they help out a lot on that. You know, they get out and they sell tickets. They sell sponsor ads. We do have a little bit over 50 page program book this year that'll have our sponsored program ads from the kids, and so I will be giving prizes throughout the both nights on that as well. You know, if you're on a certain thing on in your program, then you'll get a prize. We have a kids corral, so inflatable. Jen's inflatable company is coming. We'll have a kids corral set up, so the kiddos have four inflatables that'll be right behind the stands. Those people will take care. You know, they'll help your kids get on, help your kids get off. The kids get so long in there for however much. That's all on them. But that is a spot for the kids to go air out. You know, if they get tired sitting in the stands or whatever, and so. But the actual back to the rodeo royalty. The actual crowning of the rodeo royalty will be Saturday, probably somewhere calf roping, barrel racing, somewhere in there. The girls will be present both nights. They'll be doing the flags, presenting the flags. They'll be doing the grand entry. They'll be selling 50-50 tickets both nights. There'll be a winner both nights, each night for a 50-50. Their competition is actually Wednesday evening starting at 6:30. They'll have their interview, poison personality, speeches, and then we'll go over to the arena and they'll do their horsemanship part of it. So anybody is welcome to come and watch any of that as well. If you need a ticket from one of the girls, if you want to support one of the girls, you can get on find the link, and it brings up every one of their pictures when it goes to that link, and you can buy a ticket from them or whatever, and it, and that money goes to support them.
What are the tickets to get in the rodeo?
$15 for 17 and above.
Okay.
$10 for 7 to 17, and 6 and under are free.
Oh, okay, cool. We need to discuss it. All right, so if anybody's got entries are still open?
Yes. Yep. Take a few more in a few events.
So. Okay. And then, so how do anybody wanting to get it to participate in the rodeo, who they need to call?
They can contact me, 580-819-4888.
That's to remember. Yeah, that sounds like one of those midnight lawyer numbers.
4-4-4-4-4-4.
580-819-4888. And that's to get a hold of Clay Taylor. He's with the Rafter C Cattle Company. He's the stock contractor. Guys, anything else we need to talk about?
I don't think so. We sure want everybody to come for real, and anything after this year. I mean, we'll take any ideas. We're open. Like I said,
donations.
Donations. Always take donations. I'll take your money all day long, but we put it to good use. It's gonna be something. I really want people to come see.
The money in the rodeo, the barebacks, 2,500, team ropings, 1,000, breakaways, 500, saddle broncs, 2,500, tie downs, 500, barrel racings, 500, bull riding, 3,000. Be good. And also, again, be sure and get on Sarah Championship Rodeo Facebook page this afternoon, because they're going to be asking a question. From today's show. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty obvious. Some smart people. But anyway, we did have a winner. We had 36 people text in.
Awesome.
So we at least had 36 listeners.
Awesome.
Then our new, well, I got a bunch of listeners who don't know how to text message off their flip phones.
Oh, I got you.
I always like making fun of them too. But anyway, Clay, Brent, Brandy, thank you so much for coming in.
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Y'all.
Thank you for having us, for sure.
All right. We're going to take an OCA break and we'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gredeman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma. Or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone Ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires. And get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the Crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
Valley Center pivots are the most durable and reliable you can find. But when you do need replacement parts, your operation deserves the best. Valley Genuine Parts. Knutson Irrigation has been serving growers since 1981. And their experienced service technicians stand behind every part in their fully stocked warehouse. They also service other pivot brands. So when you need fast service and reliable parts, you need Knutson Irrigation. Call them for service or visit KnutsonIrrigation.com for more info.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant your fall cover crops and set your fields up for success. We have the seed that you need to protect and enrich your soil all season long. And remember, we are a proud Livestock Nutrition Center authorized dealer. Feed that keeps your herd healthy and strong. Stop by or call us today and get everything you need. SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City, Oklahoma. And follow us on Facebook.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now. Before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts, all the tire patches. All the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh, man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
You're so busy out on the farm, you don't run into town unless you absolutely have to. The folks on the east side of Wheeler make it easier for you to stay on the farm. They'll deliver high-pro feed in bulk to your place. They deliver bulk feed in five states. They're used to it. But if you're in town, stop in and ask about lick tubs and talk to them about fertilizer. They've got plenty of that, too. Your cattle and crops don't have better friends than the folks at the Wheeler General Store. Sure, they're on Facebook, but mostly they're on Highway 152 on the east side of Wheeler. That's Wheeler General Store.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, Northwestern Oklahoma, here's your ag weather update. Arnett, America, home of the famous Lori Campbell. 82 degrees, feels like 85, heat risk is low, dew point 69, humidity 66. Winds are out of the south at 7 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 1.30 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 77 degrees. Sunset at 7:49. 86 today, 62 tonight, and 87 tomorrow. But I don't know if you guys been watching much of the weather, but it looks like we got some pretty good chances of rains in the next 7 days for Western Oklahoma and Eastern Texas Panhandle. If you've been lucky enough here lately to get some rain, there's been some pretty nice rains. Randy, my buddy Randy from Shattuck, had over 2 inches of rain yesterday up there. And to my surprise, when I got home from Shamrock, I actually had almost 7/10 from a shower yesterday morning. So somebody sent in a text message said 1.8 inches at Russell. So get it going. Like I said, keep an eye out for the army worms, guys. They're terrible, and it's time to get her in the ground. I've seen a lot of weed up between here and Shamrock the other day, so everybody's been putting it in a little early. So that's all right. Got some good pasture coming up. What else we got going on? Oh, coming up, let me turn my page. Sorry, I got a lot of notes today. Yes, coming up. This Saturday, also in Wheeler, Texas, is the Wheeler General Store Customer Appreciation Day. It'll be there at the store on the east side of Wheeler, coming in on, 152 and 6 Highway. So be sure and go see Charity and Nathan. And I'm actually going to be doing my show live from Wheeler Friday. So if you want to come in, say hi to them guys and see what's going on at the Wheeler General Store, you're more than welcome to. Tomorrow, I'm going to be at the Taylor Ranch up in Roger Mills County, the Clarendon College, from Clarendon College in Clarendon, Texas. A lot of Clarendons there, huh? They're going to be out tomorrow observing and talking about Jimmy and Tracy's operation going on out there. What else? There's something else going on this week. There's so many things. I got to take notes. I got to write my notes. I was going to take my notes today and write them down. And we started out with the Sarah Championship Rodeo early, so I didn't get a chance to write them down. So I'll fill you in more on it later on, either today or tomorrow's show. Like I said, I'll be out at the Taylor Ranch doing it live tomorrow. All right, let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Corn futures were lower in overnight trading after the USDA unexpectedly raised its already lofty outlook for U.S. corn output production in the 25-26 marketing year that started on September 1st is now forecast at 16.81 billion bushels of corn. It's a lot of corn. Yield was projected at 186.7 bushels an acre. Both will be records if it happens. The estimates compared with the month earlier where they was at 16.742 billion or 188.8 bushels an acre. The USDA also lowered its forecast for yield on harvested acres from 90 million to 88.7 million. So soybean production is now projected at 4.3 billion bushels on yields of 53.5 billion bushels, not billion, an acre. Government said that compares to, it's kind of on track what they said last week. Let's see here. What else here we got? That's it. Corn futures fell 4.5 cents overnight to 425 and a quarter a bushel on for December on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soybeans for November delivery lost 5 3/4 to 10.40 and a half a bushel. Soy meal dropped $2.90 to 285.70 a short ton, and soybean oil futures came up 0.17 cents to 52.34 cents a pound. Wheat futures for December delivery came up 0.25 cents in Chicago to 523 3/4. Kansas City futures lost 0.5 cents to 514 1/4 of bushels. I think that's about it right now. Weather-wise, according to the National Weather Service in our agriculture belt, farm belt, if you want to call it, Iowa and Illinois is the only things happening today, but there's a chance for pop-ups throughout Texas, Kansas, and Oklahoma for just some of those possible storms that pop up. Cotton showers, we'll call them. All right, let's take an OCA break, and we'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
My mom used to take me to the local dairy when I was a little girl, and I always was interested in learning where my food came from. I didn't grow up on a farm. I'm from the city, but please don't hold that against me. We owned a farm in Colorado and again here in western Oklahoma. My name's Becky Brown, and my husband's name's Tony Tummins, and together we own BT Butchers, a mobile meat processor. We bring our trailers to you, your place processed your way. Please find us at B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. That's btbutchers.com. We would love to help you feed your family. The short wait list and 2-day turnaround means we move pretty fast, and since we come to you, it really is convenient. Not bad for a girl from the city. We would love to help you feed your family.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, September 5th. 1,942 head were sold. 10 head of steers at 411 brought 500. 9 at 467 brought 515. 13 at 557 brought 420. 4 at 634 brought 387.50. 15 at 693 brought 377.50. 12 at 819 brought 330. 7 at 891 brought 337.50. 18 head of heifers at 395 brought 435. 7 at 518 brought 390. 4 at 639 brought 330. 30 at 765 brought 343.70. 5 at 882 brought 285. 10 at 1062 brought 262.50. Butcher cows were 46 to 187. Butcher bulls brought 159 to 219. Bred cows 1100 to 3900. Pairs 2700 to 4950. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. Consigned, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6090.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update for southwestern Oklahoma. I've picked the big town of Granite. 88 degrees, feels like 91. Heat risk is low. Dew point 67, humidity is 50%. The winds are out of the south, southwest at 8 miles an hour. The wind gusts up to 16. According to this, you've guys got about 14/100 of an inch of rain here, a little bit in the last few days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 81 degrees. Sunset at 7:46. 30% slight chance of thunderstorms today, and 91 for a high. 66 and clear tonight. Tomorrow mostly sunny and 91 degrees. Okay, I remember one of the things I needed to talk to you guys about. That's not it. Hang on, bear with it. Let me get back to my emails. There we go. Here's another reminder for you pecan people. The fall pecan field day is on Thursday, September the 25th. It'll be hosted by the Frazier family. Location is Hunter Frazier's Pecan Farm in Bigsby, Oklahoma. Schedules, check in at 9 a.m. Program starts at 9:30 a.m. Lunch will be provided by Ag Credit. What to expect. They're going to be talking about cultivars, using some other stuff with his equipment and some newer stuff with a pecan grower. So they said what to bring, a lawn chair to stay comfortable and enjoy the fall morning outdoors there. And if you don't know where Bigsby's at, it's up close to Tulsa, but this will be really good. So if you want to go, I bet you can get on Facebook, OSU, or get on there and OSU pecan extension or extension, and then type in pecan, and there'll be a link in there where you can register. So if you can't, you can get a hold of Becky Carroll at OSU at 405-744-6139. I love talking to that woman. She knows her trees, and that's no joke. Fruit trees and pecans, she is probably the best. Well, from what I hear, she is the best expert in the state of Oklahoma on fruit trees and pecans. And matter of fact, if you don't believe me, call the Oklahoma Forestry Department and tell them you need to talk to somebody about pecan trees, and they'll say, you need to call this lady. And that's the truth. So that's coming up September 25th. On Thursday, be a week from this coming Thursday, in Bixby, Oklahoma, at the Frazier Farm, a family pecan farms. So that'd be pretty interesting to talk about. Well, I have since the Cotton King's giving me heck on text message. Let's just talk about cotton. You guys want to hear some good stuff about cotton? I haven't even read it yet, so we're going to fly through this here. Let's see what's going on with cotton. I know there have been a bunch of big dogs visiting cotton farmers around western Oklahoma here lately, and I don't think that report's in here yet, so we'll discover it. I know they wasn't at the Cotton King's place, I don't think, which is unusual. It's in the September crop report. The USDA has estimated a 25-26 crop of 13.22 million bales. Upland production was estimated at 12.92 million, and ELS production at 309 1,000 bales. Speaking of cotton, I want to put a big shout out and wish him, a cotton farmer from over there in the Burns Flat area, Brian Snayberger, happy birthday today, guy. Everybody need to call Brian and wish him a happy birthday. And don't tell him where you heard it, okay? Harvested area was estimated at 7.37 million acres, implying a non-harvested area of roughly 1.93 million acres. The resultant abandonment rate is roughly 20.73%. The national average yield per harvest acre was estimated to be around 861 pounds, 16 pounds lower than the five-year average. And I didn't see what it was compared to last year. Okay, let's see here. Let's check out the Southwest report here. The Southwest upland crop report is estimated at 5.82 million bales. The expected harvest area is 3.96 million acres, and the regional yield is 705 pounds, 27 pounds higher than the five-year average of 678 pounds per harvested acre. The Texas upland crop is estimated at 5.20 million bales. The expected harvest area is 3.6 million acres, and the yield is around 693 pounds, which is up 21 pounds. With the expected yields of 847 pounds, that's up 90 pounds from the five-year average. Kansas is up in terms of yield when compared to its five-year average. The same is true also for Oklahoma. With an estimated yield of 820 pounds, Oklahoma is estimated 118 pounds higher in yield when compared to the five-year average. Upland production in the West is estimated at 315,000. So let's see here. Let's dig down here and see if we can find Oklahoma and Texas in this deal. They're not in that report. Okay. All right. Let's go talk a little bit about, got a few minutes left here, talk about the exports sales for cotton. Net export sales for the week ending September 4th is 134,700 bales. That brings the total 25-26 sales to approximately 4 million. Total sales at the same point in the 24-25 marking year was right at 5 million. So we're down a million compared to the last report in 24-25. Total new crop sales for 26-27 are 223,700 bales. Shipments for the week was 140,000 bales, bringing total exports to date to 725,200 million bales compared to 812 million bales last year in the 24-25 marking year. There you have it. Okay. We did have a winner, and I let them know on the question for the tickets to the rodeo, the SARE Championship Rodeo coming up this Friday and Saturday night. And I got some more tickets to give away this week, so you got to be listening if you want to win some free tickets, a pair of free tickets to the SARE Championship Rodeo coming up. Man, it sounds like that's going to be a blast. Yeah, and then like I said, I'm going to see if I can get the Cotton King to come over Friday night between 6:30 and 7 and set at the table with Trey Kimsey and me signing autographs and stuff. What do you guys think? Would you want an autograph from the Cotton King himself? Let me know on the Fowler Agency text line here, 580-225-9697. I'll teach you to mouth off. Rhodes. Okay, are we seeing signs of a herd rebuilding? According to this, we might be seeing a small one. The U.S. beef cow inventory has reached its lowest point since 1962, the year I was born, marking what appears to be the bottom of the current cattle cycle. Tight supply is driving the strong pricing environment beef producers are enjoying today. For cow-calf producers right now, things are as good as they've probably ever been, said Troy Rowan, University of Tennessee assistant professor. He said, even though things are really good, producers are always conscientious and vigilant about potential challenges, and that is going on. Agreeing with Rowan, South Dakota cattleman Kent Odd adds, while profits are currently strong, inflation quickly erodes economic gains, and that's big amen. inflation and just cost of equipment and anything. This is the herd rebuilding? Well, that's the million-dollar question. Are there encouraging signs of expansion? The beef industry is not currently in the herd expansion mode. There's your answer. We're not. Producers are hesitant to retain heifers due to high cost and economic uncertainties. So there you go. Guys, I hope you enjoyed the show today. I'll be live from the Taylor Ranch tomorrow. See you then. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless everybody.